Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
What I just saw on Facebook, a guy named Randy Rayleigh that I'm friends with on Facebook just sent out a Facebook message that says the Royals are so bad, I saw two cardboard fans leave last night.
That's pretty good. I mean, bad, but good.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, good afternoon, everybody. Good to be with you on this gorgeous Thursday afternoon. Don't forget tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We are doing Festivus Friday that is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Your day's going well?
Very well.
Okay. Who's celebrating a birthday today?
Nobody today. My daughter turned 18 yesterday.
Ooh, a day after Election Day. Yep. She didn't get to vote.
Nope. Did a little Jaspers last night.
Oh, you did?
That was incredible.
And then wisdom teeth out today.
And then wisdom teeth out today.
Let's all that happiness
no,
away.
No, no, she is out. Not calling her today. Maybe tomorrow.
Oh.
I tried to talk her out of it.
Well, why would you talk her out of it? I mean, obviously the dentist wanted her to get it done.
Why do we have wisdom teeth? So that we can pay money to take them out?
That's a great question. I don't know. I don't know.
Did we need the extra ones that don't come in when we were cavemen and women?
Well, they don't fall out on their own. So you have to take them out.
Ugh.
There's no replacement. So like when... Yeah, I can feel in the back of my mouth. When you get your wisdom teeth taken out, nothing comes back in.
Right.
I think it probably does date back to a old evolutionary thing.
But speaking of evolution, should we not have just evolved by now?
To where we don't need
to
them?
To where we just don't have them. Why
That's
do we
really
still...
It's a really slow process.
Well,
you know, it's
clearly.
Funny. I'm feeling back into the back of my mouth, and I'm sure everybody else is too. There's no gum back there anymore where they used to be.
Okay.
I'm feeling in the back of my mouth.
I don't remember if I had four taken out or two taken out. I don't remember.
I had all four.
Every time I go to the dentist, they try to get me to set a date to take my wisdom teeth out.
Oh, you've never had them taken out?
No, I still have mine.
Okay, so I still have the gums in the back lower jaw.
Okay.
Where my wisdom teeth used to be. But in the upper jaw, there is no more gum there for the wisdom teeth to be.
Okay.
Do you have any cavities?
I go to the dentist in like a week. It's been a while since I've been because of the COVID
thing.
Someone
asked, do you have any cavities?
Oh, how would I know? I don't think so.
No, do you have any?
Feel it.
Do you have any cavities right now?
Do I have any fillings is what you're trying to ask.
Yeah.
From prior, some.
Okay. How many do you have?
I don't know. Two?
Four?
I don't know.
Sam?
I have never had a cavity.
Oh my God, here we go.
I haven't either.
That is genetic.
I used to eat candy nonstop.
That is your genetic amount of enamel that you have, because my children have all had the exact same experience in our house. They weren't allowed to suck on a bottle in the bed. They weren't allowed to eat candy when they were young. And two of them have never had a single cavity, and the other two every single time. It's really? Genetic.
It's brushing.
No, it is not.
And flossing.
Good proper oral hygiene. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good proper oral hygiene will keep you from getting cavities.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or you happen to win the tooth enamel lottery.
I'm 49 years old.
I hate these people that go around and go, I've never had any cavities. There is literally nothing you can do about it. You either get them or you don't.
I am 49 years old.
Right.
And I've never had a cavity in my life. Ever.
I've never had a ding dong. That's also genetic.
I have a ding dong.
I know. Brazing. Also genetic.
Never had a cavity.
Wait, are we talking like ding dong, the sweet
No,
tree?
That's not what I meant, Sam.
Oh, okay. Like the chocolate covered cake?
No.
Gotcha.
I don't think she means the vanilla covered cake.
No, wow.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
I've had a ding dong.
That's great. Whew. I'm surrounded by them today, actually.
Okay. Hey, now.
Okay. So it didn't go well with the dentist today.
Well, no, it went well. They came right out. Well, the wisdom teeth came right out.
Yeah, well, yeah.
When
you put pliers on them and you pull them out, God, they come right out.
It didn't take as long as they thought it would.
They put her on the laughing gas.
It's just incredibly painful, which takes me back to my, like, why do we even have these things?
Now, I have never had a cavity, but I have had an adult-sized tooth pulled because I had an extra tooth.
What?
No.
Yep.
Right, gross.
Right in front.
What do you mean you had an extra in the front?
Mm-hmm. I still have the tooth. The
That's disgusting.
Wait a minute, you had an extra tooth in the front that they had to pull out?
Yes, my front left tooth fell out,
weirdo,
as baby teeth do, and a small tooth grew back, and then years later, this tooth started coming out of my gum above the other tooth.
Gross!
It was like a shark.
It was like a shark, you idiot.
Put it on a necklace and I wear it around.
No, I don't do that. That's weird.
Okay.
Now, that whole story was weird, Sam.
Hmm. What's the weirdest thing you've ever had?
In what sense?
Well, like, Sam had an extra tooth. So what's, like, the weirdest physical thing that you ever had? When I was born, I had a vein that was sticking out of my forearm.
Ew!
You also have a nipple on your forearm
first of all, it's going away. It is much smaller than it was yesterday.
Now it's a nipplet.
It's a nipplet.
Is that normal that you've just sprouted this thing?
I didn't sprout it. I went in to get some cancer removed.
It is normal. It welted because essentially what they did was they killed all the skin around it
right.
when they froze it.
Right.
And so it welts up.
All right, pipe down, Sanjay Gupta.
Thank you.
Listen to him in there. Oh, well, what happens when they remove a cancerous cell?
Anytime you go to the University of Kansas Medical Center.
I've had a few warts.
I'm trying to think what's the weirdest thing I've had. I don't think I had anything weird. Did I?
I don't. Dana, I ask because I don't know.
Strawberry shortcake underpants.
Yes.
Ooh, yes, you did super have those.
Which, speaking of... What is the story in the news today about the Tickle My Private Region doll? Did you hear that in the newscast?
Mm-hmm, I heard it.
What are they thinking? It was a troll, like a troll doll.
Which is the new thing.
Okay, I didn't know that because I don't have kids that are doll aged, but it apparently giggled when you...
Touched its private region.
Okay, who in God's name at Mattel or wherever thought that was a good idea?
Well, I don't know, Dana. I don't know.
I don't know. These dolls are weirdly shaped, so it could have been iffy of whether or not it was the stomach or the private region.
If you're in doubt, go higher.
Yeah. Fair.
I have two earlobes on one ear. Okay.
Ew.
You have two earlobes on one ear?
Did you pierce them?
Wow.
And if so, did you get a discount?
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
That's what came to your mind?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a discount?
They're already in there.
Dana, it was Hasbro, not Mattel.
Whatever.
Hmm.
Oh, somebody on the text line. Two extra teeth inside lower jaw.
Mm. Have you heard about people who have like six fingers?
I have.
Okay, I knew of someone when they were born had a little thumb coming off the thumb, and they just surgically removed it.
Hmm. Weird.
Still trying to think if I had anything weird. There has to be something weird about me. I'll think about it.
You have like a third nipple or something? Or
no, no.
Oh.
I mean, they've moved around over the years.
Well, that was that was surgically done.
Wow.
And gravity.
What?
And gravity. Ask any woman who's breastfed four children. Gravity things happen that we will not be discussing, but gravity happens.
And then you went and got it fixed.
Yes, I did. It was corrective.
I didn't say it wasn't corrective, but they didn't move around because you breastfed four kids. They moved
They
moved around because of doctor's surgery.
Hell, they didn't.
Okay.
When I see your face.
Text line 5767798. Tell me if this is true. Because somebody says that Mad Max, and there's a meme, and it's Mel Gibson walking through, you know, just somebody's on. Thank you.
Who's heavy breathing into the microphone, weirdo?
Hey, Dennis St. John.
Let me tell you about the traffic.
I-35.
Yes, Isa.
Anyway, somebody said there's a meme on Facebook that says, and it's got Mel Gibson walking through, you know, a desert, and it says, if it makes you feel any better, Mad Max actually takes place in 2021.
Oh.
And I'm telling you, 2020 has been a turd of a year. Turd.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing that would make it worse, knock on wood, this doesn't happen, is like my mom dying. If she dies, then 2020 is without question the worst year that ever happened to me. Or God forbid, you know, I already lost somebody close to me yesterday. And if I lose one more, I'm out. I'm just out. Yep. I'm gonna quit my job. I'm going to move to Australia.
Yep.
I'm done. I mean, this year just sucks. I'm not kidding, man. I'm being serious. You know, the kids are coming home. They're going back to, I don't even know where they're going.
From the text line, why so grumpy?
I'm not grumpy. It's just this year has just been, I mean, I remember New Year's Eve. I was like, oh, this is going to be fantastic. You know, 2020, that's kind of a cool year. That's
jokes
fun.
On you.
That's fun. And then God was like, oh, hang on, son. Hang on, man. I got a turd for you. I'm going to just drop it right on your head.
Right on that paper plate.
I was like, hey, God, what are you doing, man? I mean, geez Louise this year. Oh, I just want it over. Honest to God, I've never wanted a year to be over. Like I want 2020 to be over. It is just a turd sandwich.
I agree,
on a cold
as
plate.
Long as
2021 is better.
Yeah, we turn the page,
oh,
and
man.
I need light at the end of the tunnel. I need someone to say, here's the deal. vaccine's not going to be in January, but by March, everything's going to be.
Whatever.
Just give me a date. Like, at this point, I don't care. I don't care if you're lying to me almost. Just give me a date. Just give me a date so that I can say, okay, like, we have this to look forward to down the road.
Yeah.
I hate to be a buzzkill, but COVID-19's not going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere, but if we can at least get to a place where
it's not like the crazy.
The testing is better and it's not crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest, Scott, like, and this is a little bit into the weeds behind the scenes stuff. I have said this on this very show to Scott out in the newsroom. We have to, at some point, I can't talk about it anymore.
No, you're right.
And
Dana,
we've pulled way back on talking about it. Like, you're not going to hear the numbers every day from us. You're not going to, because I cannot just every day keep talking about the same thing, especially with the unknowns. Well, what do you think is going to happen with this? What do you think is going to happen to it? Well, I don't know. Well, I don't know either.
All right. Let me give you a little bit of good news. Don't forget, Scott, that in 2020, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
Doesn't that feel like
a million
years ago?
Yes. Yes.
A million years ago.
Yes. Oh, yes, please. That's right. We are the champions. We are going to survive. We are going to make it out.
Did you hear Patrick Mahomes is trying to schedule some distance throwing contest with Josh Allen?
Really?
They're trying to do a who's got the bigger arm off competition. Because there's been, people are saying it's this other guy. I don't even know who that is, but of course it's not. It's totally going to be Patrick Mahomes. And and I think they could even do it remotely. Like, one of them can throw it wherever they are, and then the other one could throw it wherever they are and
sure,
figure out who threw it farther.
Who's got the bigger arm?
But I wouldn't want him to throw it so hard that it, you know, he throws his arm out or something. Of the world. They are looking for a sponsor who will be willing to pay $1,000 per yard, and the money goes to charity.
That's it? $1,000 a yard? So you're going to drop like $50,000? You cheap-ass son of a...
No, he can throw it further than that. He can throw it like 200 yards.
Okay. Okay.
Sure.
I'm just so sick. I literally, honest to God, I'm so sick of talking about coronavirus and race, and I'm burnt out, man.
Sorry, did Oprah put a little fly in your ointment today?
Okay. I see how we're going to play this game.
Now, let's play Family Feud.
We don't have a third.
Sure we do.
You want
I can play and fairly judge the...
You're such a liar.
Buzzer.
You would totally cheat. Why don't... Oh, here's
I'll
one.
Ask the questions.
Why don't you ask the questions and Scott and I will buzz in. You know, top six answers are on the board.
I am still the reigning champion.
Point values are doubled.
Ooh, if you had one metal song to listen to while stranded on a deserted island. No, we're playing mixtape.
Scott doesn't want to lose in Family Feud.
We'll hang on. No, that's not fair. We'll play Family Feud tomorrow. I have to work out the logistics. First of all, I have to print out the questions.
You can't look at the questions beforehand.
That's my point.
Well, how are you going to print out the questions if you can't look at them?
Sam will have to print out the questions.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, Listen, gang. Family Feud is a lot more involved than you really... I know I make it look easy.
Okay, everybody sit back and listen.
Okay, all right, okay, here we go, here we go. I got our two songs for mixtape. We'll do this at right after 4:45.
Right.
And because, Dana, I love you, mm-hmm. and you allowed on Tuesday, I think it was, for hair metal power ballads, which
You're
was
welcome.
Awesome. Thank you.
She chose.
So if you had one metal song, okay, it has to be metal. Do you understand what metal is?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I personally do not.
Okay. Think like Iron Van Halen is not metal. Think Iron Maiden, Skid Row, Crew.
Fine. If I had one metal song, it's all the awful stuff, Sam. Like ugh, Metallica. Ugh.
Ooh.
I know where I'm going.
If you had one metal song
to listen to for the rest of your life,
I would fling myself out a window and hope the fall killed me.
All right, here's the other one. We've never done this one. If you had an amazing singing voice, Dana, what song would you have sung to your spouse at your wedding?
Ooh. You know I always find that awkward. You know I find the wedding singing awkward.
I don't care. I'm just asking if you had an amazing singing voice.
Even if you have an amazing singing voice, I've always found that to be extremely awkward.
That the
yes, that like right in the middle of the ceremony, you just like you look Kelly in the eye and you start singing like a Carpenter song or something.
Penny lover, don't you walk on by?
It makes a lot of people Penny in the audience love. Squirm in their chair.
Don't you make me cry.
Oh, you're making me cry.
And this is why he will not be singing at their wedding.
Please stop singing.
Exhibit A.
All right, so here we go. All right, story here from Fox News. So you know it's true. It's always awkward when a couple does not share the same love for fast food. A recently married woman took to Reddit to ask for advice on how to handle her husband's Taco Bell-themed home office, which allegedly does not fit with the motif of the rest of the house.
No.
Posting under the username Thora, the 24-year-old woman explained that her husband, quote, has always had a soft spot for Taco Bell that I don't understand. I think it's pretty garbage, even for a fast food chain. Her story continues. Long story short, one day I come home and there's a bunch of 90s Taco Bell memorabilia in the garage. Apparently, one of the local restaurants was going to remodel, and I guess he bribed the manager to let him grab a booth and some of the other things. Using his own money.
Okay.
The woman's husband apparently bought the Taco Bell materials and, quote, set it up in his office, which he did not think was a big deal, because it was his space.
Well, is the office his space?
And I hardly go in there. He set it all up and then asked me how I felt about it. She wrote that she told him my honest feelings. I thought it was ugly and tacky and glorified a less than mediocre fast food chain. Not to mention it goes against the entire motif of the rest of our living space. Does Chris have a... man cave at the house?
No.
Sam, when you and Mackenzie get married, are you going to have a room dedicated to something?
Oh, Taco Bell for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with a Taco Bell themed room is the colors are just awful.
What are they, red and yellow?
No, it's like purple, yellow, blue, hot pink.
Hey, you got to live moss.
It's just horrifying. I don't even know if it's in the same color wheel. Those are awful colors. But if it's his space and she didn't have to see it, like it's upstairs, like your kiss caves, and no one ever to see it, it wouldn't necessarily... Yeah, it would bother me, actually. Who am I kidding?
Like, if you and I were married, which would never happen.
No.
If I had a room dedicated to Kiss, would it bother you?
Where is it? Is it in a part of the house I never have to look at?
I guess.
Then no, it wouldn't bother me.
But it was where I went, and I would sit there in all the gloriousness of Kiss.
That's fine.
It's in the storage closet in the basement next to the water heater.
The whole thing. If you are in the storage room next to the water heater, yes, that would be fine.
That's all you get.
Don't light a match.
Don't light a match.
No candles.
Like, I, Kelly and I, you know, we've talked about buying a house together next summer. And I'm really concerned that I'm not going to be able to have a Kiss cave.
You have to buy a house with a little room off of like an extra bedroom upstairs or something like that where you can put your memorabilia.
Like a shed out back?
Yeah, a he shed.
A
you
shed?
Need a, you need a he shed.
A he shed.
What are you talking about?
Like Cheryl's she shed? It's your he shed.
No.
No.
I want a room.
Kiss goes with all inside.
With all my Kiss memorabilia and a TV. And I can just go there and relax.
I'm curious for everyone listening, have you ever thrown down over something like this? Not as extreme as a Taco Bell room or a Kiss cave.
Dumb.
But when you got married, was there something where you just said, wow, I really would prefer that go in the storage room?
Like, I don't want that in my house.
Right.
I love you. I don't love that.
Yeah.
Like, I love you a lot.
Especially because I had been in my house 16 years or 15 years when Chris and I got married.
In, yeah. And he moved into your house.
Yeah. I mean, he came with like a garage fridge.
Was that weird when he moved into your house?
No, I actually asked him, do you want to start all over and move to a like a neutral location? He said no.
Really?
Yeah, I asked him. He said no. And I was thrilled because I love my house.
Did he change anything in the house or is it still 100% Dana?
It is 100% Dana. But he could not possibly care less. I mean, I joke about Chris that I could paint the walls fuchsia and he would walk in, not even notice and say, what do you want for dinner? He just doesn't care.
Wow.
That's why we get along so well.
Dana, I've seen your house and your house is beautiful. If you and I were married, hell no.
Why? You don't like my Subway wallpaper?
No, I don't.
You've lost your mind. Do you know Chris was doing the news from home? Do you know how many people on Twitter or email or Facebook, they were like, where did you get your decor? It's weird. It's weird. I love weird.
I love your house. It's beautiful. The decorations are really nice.
It's eclectic.
Is Disturbed metal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
If it makes you want to fling yourself out of a moving car, it's metal.
I'm just really trying to find a song. I've been spending this whole segment.
We need two judges.
When are we doing this?
Right now.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. No, the phones are ringing. I want to know about your decor fight.
Then we'll do it after 5 o'clock.
Good.
Fine. We'll do the decor fight right now, and then we will do mixtape right after 5 o'clock. And yes, Disturbed is metal. Totally metal.
I'm trying to figure out where the line is.
They meet the line. All right, 576-7798. All right, everybody's calling in to be a judge. So let's get to it. You guys want to play mixtape? Let's play it. I'm good with that. JT, what up, man?
Hey, guys, what up?
Hey, are you a metal fan?
I am.
All right, good. Here we go. I'm going to go first, Sam, and then Dana, okay?
Okay.
And here is your category, JT. If you had but one metal song to listen to while stranded on a deserted island, what would it be? Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, here I go.
Okay.
I went with Iron Maiden, Number of the Beast. Okay.
Too
excellent
hard.
Choice.
Wait. I beg your pardon?
Excellent choice.
Well, thank you very much. Samuel, I think Will Sterrett would have said that was too hard.
Yes.
But
I feel like I'm going to lose this round for my choice, but I'm not a metal fan, so this is my choice.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Ooh, ooh, good one.
I've come to talk with you again because a vision softly creeping.
Okay. Doesn't have to be heavy to be metal.
Okay, that's good.
He went with Disturbed's rendition of
Sound of Silence.
The Sound of Silence.
Beautiful song.
Beautiful song.
JT, I cannot stand metal.
I love it.
Except for, in a very rare instance, something is so haunting and beautiful to me that it's one of my favorite songs of all time.
Okay, here it is. Here's Dana's choice.
Like a bird without a song, nothing can stop these lonely tears from falling. Tell me, where did I go wrong? I could put my arms around any girl I choose.
Oh, she went with the late, great Chris Cornell and his rendition of Nothing Compares to You.
It's a wonderful song. Chris had such a fantastic voice.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He's missed. Who are you picking?
I got to say, as much as I love Chris Cornell's voice, Dana, I got to go with Number of the Beast just because it was the most metal song of the three chosen. If you really love Chris Cornell's cover work, check out his version of Billie Jean.
Oh, I'll absolutely do that.
Oh, really?
His orchestration of that was fantastic. It's got such a great groove.
Because, JT, I'm sitting here and I have goosebumps just listening to that, because the first time I ever saw that cover was after he died. And I thought, I didn't think I could stand metal. And then I heard that and I thought, wow, what an incredible voice.
Billie Jean will give you double bumps.
Okay. All right. So I win that round?
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks, JT. Be good, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
All right, man. Let's go to Ward in Harrisonville for round two. We got to be quick. We got less than 2 minutes. Ward, you ready?
Right on.
All right, man. Here's yours. If you had an amazing voice, what song would you sing to your spouse at your wedding? Here's mine. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Penny lover, my love's on fire. Penny lover, you're my one. Tell me, baby, could this be true that I could need some?
Okay, all right. So I got Penny Lover by Lionel Richie, okay?
All right.
All right, here is Sam.
And
kind of a stock pick, isn't it?
You think I could sing it?
Oh, that is solid. Solid.
And
All right. We gotta get out of here. All right, here.
I almost beg you to do that at your wedding.
Ward, here's Dana's. All right, who is it, Ward? Who gets it?
Dude, I got to be honest with you, man. I'm a headbanger, and I was kind of hoping to get in on that last one. But give me Penny Lover.
All right, wait, Ward, who do you think won the heavy metal round?
Oh, definitely Parks.
For sure.
Six.
The Number of the Beast. Helen Shire was sworn to be released.
You just won twice?
Oh, my word. Oh, my word. I cleaned house.
Ward, don't ever call back again.
Hey, by the way, that was really cool of Grayson when he was sitting in for Dana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he stomped in. He picked Twisted Sister.
Yeah, that was a good pick.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was. Love you guys, man. Right, y'all have
love you too,
thank
brother.
You, Ward.
Be well.
Lying next
girl, I surrender. What more can I do? I spent all of my life in search of you.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.